There's something you should know about unity. The Holy Quran states, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together and do not become divided. Allah wants us to be united as one ummah. It stands to reason that united we stand, divided we fall. Yet there's a lot of unreasonable rotten apples within the ummah who, sowing the seeds of disunity, upset the apple cart. They are against unity. Their objective is to get Shias and Sunnis to quarrel amongst themselves. And it's time we expose such crooked individuals who pose to be Shia Muslims. Among them are Yasir Habib, Mujtaba Shirazi, and Ala Yari. While putting up a front of being Shia Muslims, all of these are in fact pawns of an American English false brand of Islam placed in the midst of the Ummah with the sole purpose of sowing the seeds of discord, disunity, and disharmony amongst Muslims. The sad reality is that this gang of deviant miscreants has sympathizers among the Shia community who have been misled by them. Now, these individuals can be identified by the words they use. They refer to our Sunni brothers as Bakris, and they refer to Shias who are in solidarity with them as Batris. These are derogatory terms promoted by Yasir Habib and his gang. The Holy Quran says, surely the true religion with Allah is Islam. It says, say, bear witness that we are Muslim. About our Sunni brothers, Grand Ayatollah Sistani advises us, do not say they are our brothers. Rather say they are ourselves. So where did this whole Bakri Batri thing come from? My good sir, it seems you are running low on logic. Perhaps you should charge your battery. Now, does having unity with somebody who does not share your beliefs mean compromising on your own beliefs? No, not at all.
We as Shia are firm on our beliefs, which are backed up by strong historical references. But there is a difference between discussing an historical issue in a suitable forum and bringing up things that could cause a rift or insulting or cursing the respected figures of the Sunnis. Oh, and calling the respected figures of the Sunnis terrorists will certainly be considered insulting by many Sunnis and potentially recruit more terrorists. Where do you think Daesh, ISIS recruits come from anyway?
Unity means to put aside our differences and work together for a common goal. We as Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni, are waiting in one way or the other for the arrival of the Mahdi. Our goal is to build a world of peace, of justice, of love, of knowledge, of respect. A world of Islam, which means nothing but peace. Now, Allah does not only tell us to unite as Muslims. No. He tells us to unite as human beings in general. The Holy Quran speaks of unity on three different levels. The unity of all religions, in fact, is the universal idea presented by the Quran that keep to obedience and be not divided therein. When it comes to the unity between the people of the book, like Christians and Jews, the Quran says, say, O people of the book, come to a word that is equitable between us and you, that we will not worship except Allah, and not associate anything with it. If we can't agree on the minor details, let's at least agree on the fact that there is ultimately one God and our aim is to serve Him alone. And let's live in peace on the basis of that. And when it comes to Islamic unity, it says, indeed, this ummah of yours is one ummah and I am your Lord, so worship me. Why can't we unite?
Because he believes that a particular historical figure is a good guy. When I've learnt that he or she was actually a bad guy.
And
that's the end of my argument. The truth must be told, and I don't care who gets upset or who takes offence, because I'm right and everyone else is wrong.
Brother, you might even be right about the historical figure, but can't you see that there are bigger, more important things to be dealing with right now? Muslims are being slain in Palestine, Bahrain, Pakistan, Arabia, Sunnis and Shias alike. In Iraq, Afghanistan, Sunnis and Shias alike are being oppressed. In the West and in the East, hate crimes are on the rise. I mean, in America, Trump just got elected, for goodness sake. I mean, are you even listening to me?
Curse be on that historical figure, curses be upon that blah, 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 blah.
Are you kidding me? Imam Khomeini said, we Muslims are busy bickering over whether we should fold our arms in prayer or not, while the enemy is plotting how to cut our hands off. The Holy Prophet said, two kinds of people broke my back. learned people who have no piety, and religious people who have no knowledge. And today we have individuals who climb upon the pulpit of the Holy Prophet, using the emotions of the masses to misdirect their attentions towards other Muslims, rather than looking at the real threats that exist, rather than looking at the real problems that exist. These individuals have knowledge, but they lack wisdom. And on the other hand, we have religious or pious individuals who fail to get their act together and actually go out there, gain the knowledge that they need to gain in order to teach the correct understanding of the religion. If the Holy Prophet was heartbroken in that time, imagine how he feels today. Now, when it comes to finding something that we all agree on, look no further than Imam Ali. Whether you believe that he was the first of the 12 Imams or the fourth rightly guided Khalif, all Muslims agree he was a great man. Ayatollah Khamenei highlights that Ali ibn Abi Talib is a personality whom you respect if you are Shia. If you are Sunni, you also respect him. And if you are not Muslim, and if you know him, you will respect him. It's clear that Imam Ali was the Imam of the Islamic Ummah, a role model and a compass pointing in the right direction, and he still is for all Muslims. And in all stages of his life, he always enjoined the community towards unity. Even in his will, he wrote, "Stick to unity and avoid division and turning away from each other's help and withholding the hand from one another's assistance." So be united as Muslims, as people of the book, and as human beings. The bad apples will always try to use the name of Imam Ali and the Ahlul Bayt in order to twist the true path of Islam. But don't get misled, and remember, Imam Ali is that man who said, "Every person is either your equal in humanity or your brother in faith." The false American English brand of Islam will inevitably try to sow the seed of discord, disunity, and disharmony. So be on your guard.